This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're paying attention is always nice. But really, that you're involved in the conversation, you know what's going on, you're paying attention. Most of you do. Most of you are engaged. Every once in a while, the thing I love about you guys is every once in a while, some yo-ho, I keep it clean and nice, but some yo-ho will jump into the website or jump onto Facebook or whatever and get stupid. And you guys will just eat them right up and get them gone. You know, we do not tolerate tomfoolery on the show. So, I know. Some of you are old enough to know what that means. I know you are. Because I know who you are. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of the stuff, I get emails from you guys, and some of the stuff we do, you get the biggest kick out of. And even producer Tammy's going, you're not going to really do this story. Yeah, I am really going to do this story. I'm just tired of all the crazy stuff that's out there we accept and we kind of giggle about and we don't think it's a big deal. And I guess in the grand scheme of things, you know, with people starving, vets dying, it isn't a big deal. But the craziness starts somewhere. And I will get to my Earth Day, another fake Earth Day celebration and the stupidness that takes place, the stuff they fill in these young minds. You know, again, I'm not making fun of my Catholic friends. I grew up as a Catholic. I was a Catholic well into my teenage years, maybe even my early 20s. And the Catholics do it right. I mean, seriously, as a young kid, they ingrain the teachings, the belief system in you right. I am 57 years old. I don't think I've been to a Catholic mass in 30 years, 35 years. And I can be flicking through stations. And I can stop. You know, you see the Catholic mass or you see something going on in a Catholic church. You got to admit, I mean, beautiful churches, beautiful. And so you stop and you listen for a few minutes. And I know when the responses are. I know what to say. I know when to say it. I know whether to stand, sit, or kneel. I am 57 years old. I haven't stood, sit, or knelt in a church in God knows how long. In a Catholic church. So they do it. They understand how it works. And there's no comparison here. I'm just trying to show you that the left knows what they're doing. But Hitler knew that if he got the kids, he had the country. He had the culture. So you're seeing this more and more and more happen where the sexual promiscuity, the, you know, use of drugs, the use of weed, it's okay. Our kids can handle it. No, they can't. They cannot handle it. And you talk about being bullied. They're bullied by their peers to think it's okay. And usually it's their peers don't want to feel left out. They know what they're doing is wrong and they don't want to feel left out and they want to bring everybody in. And why are you a weirdo? Why don't you want to do this? Why don't you want to have sex with five other people tonight? What's wrong with you? Yes, I know. Going down that road. So this nanny says that Mel B seduced her into 7 years of threesomes. So for 7 years, the babysitter. Now, I didn't know who this Mel B was. I had actually during one of the breaks. Kimberly told me who she was. Shows how old I am. So Mel B's former nanny claims that they, I guess she's with one of the Spice Girls. For those of you who are like me, went, who the heck is Mel B? At first I thought it was Mel Gibson, and they just had the wrong letter in there. Former nanny claims that they had 7 year affair after the singer seduced her as a naive and curious 18-year-old. Lorraine Gillis said the ex-Spice Girl invited her to have threesomes with her and her husband, Stephen Belafonte. And she added, Mel B, full name Melanie Brown, often filmed them. I'm sure all that felt real comfortable, too. In a bombshell court document filed on Friday, her lawyers say that Giles sexually, sexual and employment relationship with Brown continued for approximately 7 years. The couple had sex sporadically, sometimes having sex multiple times in a week. I don't know why they have to know all this. And at times, going for months without sex. Belafonte was not present during most of the sexual encounters between Gillies and Brown. Indeed, at no point did Gillies and Belafonte engage in any sexual acts without Brown's knowledge or participation. Isn't this exciting? This is. I remember these Spice Girls. I guess they were really big at one time, right, with all the young girls. So, and the young girls, some of the girls are still following them later on in life. And you look at it all, it's going, well, look at that. Look what's going on. Oh, I just loved her. Wasn't she great? Come on, think about what you're putting in front of your kids and grandkids now. Breathe deep, Joe. You really got to watch. Don't just fit in. When your grandkid, your granddaughter tells you, well, you know, we watch this at so-and-so. Well, you're not watching it here. We don't subscribe to that. That is, those aren't good things for you to be looking at, doing, participating in. See, all this was okay because the wife knew about it. So it was okay for the babysitter and the husband to have sex, right? Anyway. The claims by Gillies, 26, come after former X Factor judge Mel B, 41, alleged the nanny had a fling with Belafonte, became pregnant by him, and had an abortion. This is what's leading to their divorce. Oh, okay, we're going to talk about this. And a survey that finds many spring breakers regret having random sex and boozing it up. There you go, parents. Good for you. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daddy-o. Yeah. I ain't going to school. But
we are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show, know what we're talking about, what we've got going on. Be great to have them as part. Go ahead, I'll wait. You know what? Call them. I'll wait. Seriously. We don't. If you need to hang up the phone and, you know, get back involved again, that's fine by me. You know, you come across something. Whether you like the show, you don't like the show, you think it's kind of cool, whatever. You know, you really should reach out to some of your people that you know they need some help. You know what I'm saying? That they really need to be taught They really need to have a different viewpoint of things. Because there's a lot of people that I talk to when I'm not yelling at, you know, I'm talking to them. I don't yell at many people. When I get extremely stupid, I yell at people. But, you know, when you're talking with them, they don't realize some of the things going on around them. They really don't. They enjoy their ignorant bliss. They really do. Right? And so when you start explaining things to them and you're not yelling at them and you're not in their face, you can get some input from them. You can get some response from them. You can get them to kind of go, wait a minute, I didn't know that was happening. So it was kind of good. All right, so we were talking about, I guess she was a Spice Girl. And she's married to Stephen Belafonte. And apparently they got their babysitter when she turned 18 to get all involved in, you know, threesomes between them all. And Mrs. Spice, I don't know what the heck her last name is, one of the Spice Girls. Her husband was Stephen Belafonte. She figured she'd keep her husband happy and at home by allowing him to have sex with the babysitter, right? Wasn't that that's like the story of Sarah and Abraham, right? Hey, I'm old, but I got this pretty babysitter over here. You can have her, and I'm good with that. That way you don't have to feel guilty. We're back to that again. And so now they're going through divorces, and they're bringing her into this. Now they're dragging her into this, how she was involved in it. And so, you know, they're all having sex, and they're all pseudo fat tub and happy, and there's a lot of money involved, and, you know, everybody's good with it all. Belafonte and Mel said, hey, you know, we have an open marriage. Although I don't understand. How do you have an open marriage? Seriously. It is hard enough to deal with one person in a relationship. And what's that? It is hard enough to have a one-on-one relationship, but you got an open marriage. You're going to different places on the weekends. You're going out, spending the weekend with other people. What is that? What do you got? That is nothing more than friends with benefits, right? And that, you know, tax benefits in that case, but benefits nonetheless. It's not a marriage. That's again, that is the left tweaking words, tweaking situations, tweaking scenarios that try to make them normal. You want to go having sex with all kinds of women? Then don't get married and go have sex with all kinds of women if that's what they want to do and what you want to do. But don't go get married and then say, oh, let's call it an open marriage and we can go have sex with anybody we want to. Isn't that cool? Just amazing. Okay, so anyway, they're recording now and they're doing all this, and she's saying that she was taken advantage of, right? She wants a stronger self-esteem. Let me see. So she's looking for like 300 grand or whatever, or she provided 300,000 in nanny services. There's a whole new meaning for nanny. I don't remember the nannies being like that when I was a kid. So anyhow, but this is what that left wants you to believe. This is the entertainment industry. This is the ones that your kids are involved. Don't think that they don't know about this. And it's norm. It's the norm. Why? Because they're stars. People they look up to, people they like, are involved in it. And that makes it okay. And it might not be 100% acceptable for them, but it's okay. It's okay to talk about. Right? It's okay to discuss what's good and bad about it. Why? Because it's one of their friends doing it. They're stars. They're buddies. People they look up to. Now, a survey recently taken finds that many... And you know what? I know this. I know this from high school days. This is how far back this goes. And I'm an old fart. And some of you, if you're honest with yourself, you know. You also know that this isn't so cool. Survey finds that many spring breakers regret having random sex and boozing it up so much. There was a show on MTV, and it wasn't real life or like that. There was this one show, and the girl walks out of the bedroom the next morning, wherever they were, and there was spring break type of thing, and she's just bawling her eyes out. And she couldn't believe what happened, all that drinking and everything else. And she got caught. You know, why do you put your kids in those positions? Seriously, I got to ask the question. Do you put your little 7-year-old in the lion's den at the zoo to see how he's going to make out? It's kind of like the same thing. When you send them down to these places, and don't give me that stuff, well, they got to blow off steam. I don't know if you were watching Fox, because I know you don't believe anything on there, but there were large groups of kids, and they weren't all Christian kids, that were actually out helping others during spring break. The way they blew off steam was to go out and help fix homes and help take care of kids and help do all kinds of stuff that was good for society instead of doing nothing but being half drunk on the beach, spending your tax dollars because the cops have to chase these kids all around the place. And then when somebody goes missing because they had too much to drink and they were having sex on a boat and fell off the side, you're going, how did that happen? One person said, I lost my virginity and I don't remember it. Well, there's an exciting time. And to how many? There was this embarrassing makeout session I had with this guy. I only regretted it because his friends dared him to make out with me. She had nothing to do with it, apparently. I drank too much. I got tipsy in front of respected people. Respected. There are some of the responses from these are some of the responses from a Project Known survey, which recently asked 889 high school and college students who've taken a spring break trip in the past 5 years to talk about their activities and their regrets. Now, when it comes to regrets, 38% reported that they felt bad about their alcohol consumption, while 32% are upset that they had sex. 11% also expressed remorse for the drug use. Now, you see, this is what I'm saying to you. You know, we don't talk about prayer pressure anymore. I just noticed that. That just came to me. Because if you talk about peer pressure, you're talking about people being pressured into doing something wrong. Then you have to have a right and wrong. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute, I promise. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I watched a little bit of the Jenner interview with Tucker Carlson. And one of the questions he was asking was whether it was okay for the, you know, to have Olympic weightlifters and so, you know, have sports where you have transgender females. So they still have the male structure, you know, muscle tone, muscles, bone structure and all of that. And he wouldn't answer the question. He wouldn't directly answer the question. He kept saying, well, you know, if the Olympic committee is good with it, then I'm good with it too. Yeah, but is it fair? I don't want to, you know, you can't have a guy, even though he's taking hormone blockers or whatever, to be a female. Are you telling me that the bone structure changes? The muscle structure changes? I don't think so. Anyway, that could be a whole hour in and of itself, but I don't want to go there. So those of you who kind of, you know, you don't put any guidelines on your children, so to speak. And a guideline isn't sending your child out going, be good, don't do anything stupid. But you send them out to spring break and places like that. You allow them to take off for the weekend and go to these events that you don't even know that in some cases they're feeling pressure to go to. You know? And you don't do any, and really, it's okay to say no. And chain her in her bedroom. No, I'm just kidding. It's okay to say no, though. These kids have so many regrets. There's so many things they've done. Yeah, later in life, they forgive themselves and they move on with it. But why would you put them through that? Why do you put them in positions and situations where these things can happen to them? And God forbid some of these kids get pregnant and then have abortions. And you know what? Some of you won't like it, but you screw them up in their head for a long time to come. It isn't right. There was a survey taken of almost 900 high school and college students who've taken a spring break trip in the last 5 years. And almost 40% reported they felt bad about their alcohol consumption. Another 32% were upset that they had sex. And 11%, you know, I mean, and let's talk about it. How many of those really didn't say anything because they didn't want to admit, you know, pride is a big thing with young people and older people too. But the survey also found that those who had sex on spring break, 65% of men did it with someone they just met, and 42% of women did the same. God. The rest reported was sex with a friend. Now, making matters worse, nearly half of both men and women who had sex during spring break, 40% reported they did not use protection, even as the Centers for Disease Control report that STD rates among young people are growing exponentially. We had for years, and I'm sure Planned Parenthood is very happy about this, but I think it was about a 15-year stint there where it was dropping. STDs were dropping. Okay? And again, it wasn't because kids were having less sex. So for those of you Christians going, praise God, it's not because they were having less sex. It's because they were wearing protection. But now we've made it so normal, it's okay. And in California, you can't even get in trouble for passing on STDs when you know you have them. So what the hey? Right? Everything goes. All things are good. Our survey confirmed that heavy drinking and drug use are still quite prevalent among spring breakers. However, there's a serious regret associated with these activities. Meg Piedmont, a spokesperson on behalf of the project, told the College Fix in an email. She also added that it indicates that although students feel binge drinking is acceptable during spring break, they also recognize the recklessness of their decisions after their vacation concludes. So while they're in it, while in the middle of it, they're realizing how bad it is. They're enjoying it so much they're not interested, right? Like this is something new. But while they're in it, everything's cool and wonderful. Why do you put them in a position? Why do you do that to your children? And don't say, well, you know, they're in college, Joe. They're over 18. You know, what's wrong with you? Can't you? I tell you what's wrong with me. Don't give them the money. How's that? Hey, you go to spring break, ain't no tuition money for you next year. You're going to a community college. Not that that's a bad thing to do, but you know what I'm saying. There will be no tuition money for your college if you're going to go party and get stupid. Not going to happen. Additional survey results found that most students at 88% drank alcohol at spring break, with 62% drinking four or more drinks a day. Have you seen those beaches? That's not real. You mean four or more gallons a day of alcohol is probably what they mean. Or, you know, those big glasses. You see those big glasses they have for drinks? Yeah. That's not a drink. It's like six drinks in one glass. You serious? For underage, and do you know how many underage students are drinking? 79% of the kids that were there that were underage were drinking. And 48% of those underage drinkers were drinking over four or more jugs a day. Piedmont said that she hopes the survey is used to ignite conversations among young people who really don't give a crap. I mean, come on. Can we stop with this lunacy? Like these young kids in college, for the most part, really care what we think? Really care that there's some... Why put them in those positions? You know, I would start suing those resorts that they go to, okay? For not, when the underage kids are drinking, I would be all over them like white on rice. I would make it so hard for them. Just like, I think they had to move beaches because in Florida, some of the beaches shut down the underage drinking. And the vendors, the bar owners got mad about it. This is the mindset we have in this country now, right? Let's not enforce the law. That's what Jeff Sessions has been saying. Let's just enforce the law. How about that? Let's just let them. And he said, I'm enforcing the law. You don't like it? Change the law. We don't want to do that. We want to break the law. The only time the left wants to uphold the law is when they like it. They feel like you're intruding on them. That's when they want to uphold the law. And they'll make some up on the way. That's okay, too. Anyway, where was I? She said, well, hopefully it's a survey. It's used to ignite conversations among young people. Because that's what they do. They sit around and talk about their regrets all day. Noting the project, known, it provides information on resources for those who need help with addiction. This is an addiction. A lot of these, you know, a lot of these kids that go to this thing, this is like, I've read some of these other articles. It's a kickoff for them. You know, this is party time. Everybody else is doing it. Nobody's dying. Everything's cool. Maybe I can finally get that guy or that girl in bed. I've been trying to get in bed all semester or whatever. Lessons learned, you know. Yeah, all right. Four or five drinks later, I can get what I want. Just amazing. It wasn't just risky behaviors that students said that they regretted. The survey found that some also expressed disappointment about how much they spent, the location of their party, and even the weather. What I think is funny is that, yeah, I have read articles like that where they get back and they get their credit card bill. And they're like, oh, my God, I didn't know I spent that much money. I don't have that kind of money. Well, apparently you did, or you would have spent it, right? Oh, no, it's on Daddy's credit card. That's right. What do I know? Unreal. I'm Trouble Senior, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What else do I want to do? There's a lot of good stories that fall in line with that one. Hey, oh, I was talking about this, huh? O'Reilly being back. I listened to him tonight. He did a 20-minute podcast. That was kind of cool. Although you could tell he's put off and very uncomfortable with the whole podcast thing. Anyhow, let's see. This story out of Arizona. Children should learn queer theory in elementary science class. So says the science professor. Yes. Forget the reading, writing, arithmetic. Because queer science and queer theory is just so much more important. Look, even if I agree with all the lifestyles you try to get us to buy into, elementary level, we're talking about a queer theory is more important to teach in elementary school than reading, writing, arithmetic. That makes you the fool. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And I know there's a boatload of other shows you could be listening to. I know, that you've chosen this one. You've had to go out of your way to listen to my show. And I don't take it lightly. I really don't. I know there's a boatload of us out there, and you guys have. I would like to believe that you like the content of the show. You like the people that show up on the show. And you like the conversation that we have. Now, again, like I always tell you, if you want me to bring on a certain guest, hit a certain topic to whatever. And I know some of you have sent me some, and, you know, the topics you've given me, it's kind of hard to get people on to discuss. You know, I don't do the conspiracy stuff, and some of the stuff that's kind of borderline conspiracy, it's hard to get people to come on. 855-REAL-JOE, if you got something to say, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And if you head up to the website, you can. I chuckle at some of the stuff you guys send me, whether it's in the chat room or via joe@therealside.com. I do get a kick out of some of the things that you send me. And I try to read them during the show or during the break. If you head up to the website, though, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate Over the Last 8 Years, but you don't have to. You really don't. And then you can also pick up our new shirts. We got a new line of shirts. Look behind me if you're watching or head to the website and find it in the store. We do have a store, therealside.com/store, right? Really hard to remember, let me tell you. But the hashtag stand shirts come in several different versions. And basically what I'm saying is, don't, you know, they have those other yo-hos on the other side with these resist. They have black shirts on that say resist. So now we have white shirts, red shirts that say stand. Right? We're going to stand for what we believe in. I'm not telling you to bring baseball bats or anything else, but you stand for what you believe in. You stand for liberty. You stand for what's right. Don't back down. Now, I know some of you, and I don't blame you, some of you have already been in touch with me and said, look, I really appreciate what you're trying to do and what you're trying to say, but I don't feel like being beat up. Okay, I'm not asking you to get beat up. But, you know, when you're in large groups, you know where you're going, you know the right places, then you wear the shirt. I guess I wear mine out around all the time, and I do get dirty looks. You know, I get people you can tell are uncomfortable. I went to a bookstore with my shirt on today. This one I have on now, if you look, it has resist like they had, but then I have stand stamped over it. Okay? Stand for America. Not resist for anarchy. Stand for America. It ain't that hard. Anyhow, we were talking about the children that should learn queer theory in elementary science class. That's from a science professor. And again, the thing is that these people can't even agree on what is queer, what is gay, what is lesbian, what is transgender, what's gender fluidity, what's it really mean? They're not all on the same page. So how do they expect us to get it? They're in it. They're in the club, and they don't even know what the rules are. A science education professor at the University of Arizona believes that elementary school children are being taught heteronormative, I love this, and limited ideas in science classrooms, and queer theory and sexual-infused curricular is the answer. So, yes, it's all about sex. You know, you guys on the left that buy into this, are you that sexually deprived? Really? You're not having enough of it or something? Or what's the deal? You got to bring everybody into your little dark world? You have children that can't even spell the word sex. They don't know why they have the parts they have or what even they're supposed to do with them. They can't add or subtract. And your thing to push on grammar school children, elementary school children, the only thing you can think about is to make sure they learn about sexuality. You are sick individuals. Seriously. You're so caught up in this whole sex, non-gender, gender, whatever, fluidity, blah, 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 that you're not looking at the children. You're not looking at what you're doing to them. You're not looking at the confusion that you're causing. Kristen Gunkel discussed her idea in March. It was hosted by the Public University's Institute for the LGBT Studies, of course. She explored how queer theory can be a useful tool for reimagining elementary school science. I'm sorry. I apologize. When I start reading too fast, it's reimagining elementary school science education and elementary science teacher preparation. Now, according to the webpage, you know, there are millions of ways or multiple, when they mean millions, multiple ways to approach this. University spokesman, speaking on Gunkel's behalf, told the College Fix in an email that social scientists use queer theory to urge others to look differently at norms. So we have to bring it to sex to get people to look differently at norms? I mean, there's no other way to get them to look differently at norms? We can't show them how Edison invented the light bulb, how he looked differently at norms? Can't do that, right? There are so many inventions, so many things that have been done because people didn't adhere to the norms, if you would, that had absolutely nothing to do with sex or sexual orientation. Now, the webpage, which gives an overview of the lecture, lists three areas that Gunkel intended to focus on, including inviting sexuality into the elementary school science classroom. She is a sectoid. Come on, think about it. Why all the sex? Why is it always, you know, I would love for one of you in the Facebook room. I would love one of you to explain to me how this makes sense. I mean, is it, you know that, I'm going to do one of those commercials with this. You know that commercial that says how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop or whatever it is? I'm going to do one of those someday. And I'm going to say, how many hits from the crack pipe does it take to have this stuff make sense? I mean, really? Why do we let them get away with this? These would be one of my ramblings, okay? Why do we allow them to do this to our children in elementary school? I have no problem with them getting our young kids to think and look at things a little differently. But why does everything always come back to sexual orientation? It's about sex and who and how you sleep with somebody. You know, I'm telling you, we've done stories on this where they teach/talk about bestiality in elementary school. Now, what are you doing to stop that? I'm not trying to guilt anybody. I'm just asking you, what are you doing to stop it? What are you paying attention to? Who are you talking to? What are you doing to make sure this stuff doesn't keep happening? We have to make them feel as uncomfortable about this stuff as they try to make us. Remember who was the Attorney General? Eric Holder. A speech of his that got out that he never intended to get out, where he talked about we need to make the norm in society that people are as offended by guns, that are comfortable about the talk, a discussion around guns, as they are about smoking. What kind of implication does that have? Somebody tried to argue with me a while back. I remember this conversation about how they have found, they have pinpointed many species that have, you know, gay lifestyles. And I said, really? How many were many? And we got to talk, and he said, well, they've identified a little over 400 different species. And I said, well, I'd like to know what the details of that were. Were they courting each other as male and male and female? I mean, I'd really like to know how you come down with that. And I know I'm not the smartest guy in the room, and I don't have a college degree and all that stuff, but I think when it comes to science, when you have tens of millions of species on the planet, I think 400 plus is a non-number. If you took that, you know, if you took that to a science symposium or something, they would say to you, that what? You got 400 out of tens of millions? You could only come up with 400? And even those, we don't know how you came up with them? Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not there when you're pushing all this constant. See, if you're pushing it 24/7 in every aspect of life, you're coming at it from fear. You're not sure that we're going to buy into it. It's making you nervous. And if you've got to shove it down our throats like that, then there's something wrong. Anyway, for those of you on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you spent listening to the show, responding to me, joe@therealside.com. We come back, some more crazy stuff, but we're going to talk about, I don't know, Climate Change Day, Earth Day, Affirmative Science Day. Don't know. I don't even know what to say. Because there ain't no words for it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hey, during the break, call your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, tell them about the show. Send them over. Love to talk with them. We'll be back in a few minutes.